broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday night Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Bubba on his way has a long meal at 3G's, I think, in St. Henry. He said he's taking a little while to get his food, so he should be coming any minute.
Yeah, that happens.
We have in the studio a Major League Baseball pitcher who used to pitch for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Oh, so it's not Tom Browning?
Not Tom Browning. We got Nick Twaits in the room. How you doing, buddy? Better.
Good, good. How you guys doing?
I am doing good, man. Doing good. Glad to see you. Had a very successful year this year, huh?
Yeah, it was a good year. It was a good bounce back year.
Fun year, yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, your numbers were very good.
Now, you said bounce back. Does that mean from the COVID mess?
From the 2021, I'll be honest, I didn't have a good year. So 2022 was a great year for me to bounce back.
Good, good. Yeah. Good, good.
So is that day moving up to Fort Wayne, I mean, I'm sure you get different coaches everywhere you go. And so did you get some guys that really helped you out this year?
Yeah, I mean, I loved working with our pitching coach, JJ.
Yeah.
He was 8 years in the big leags from Texas, really old school style good pitching dude. Coach. And I really connected with him and we worked really well together.
That's awesome. I can tell you did something because your pitching was fabulous this year, I thought.
I appreciate that.
Man, I watched you every time I could see you. I know we started out Dayton Dragons. You got to put the first game out. You were there.
That was a cold one.
It was freezing. Yeah. But you did good. You did really good. Actually came in 5 out of 6 guys, I think, you struck out to start the year. And
it's a good start.
And that was a great start, yeah. And the team-wise, you guys they didn't score a lot of runs. We kind of struggled scoring runs up there. The 10 Caps did, but I thought you did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun group. You know, everybody on that team worked hard. I mean, I've been in that spot, too, where you struggle and you just keep going. Like, you got to focus on what you can do to contribute to that team to win.
Yeah.
And battle every time you go out there.
Yeah, and it seemed to me like, Nick, toward the end of the year, you were getting a lot of middle relief. And actually going 3 or 4 innings, you know, that long middle relief, you know. And so do you want to be a starter? Or you want to, I know you don't care whatever it takes. You know, I'll do anything but get there. But, you know, do you feel more comfortable as a starter or
I thought out of the bullpen, it was honestly a little bit more fun because at the start, you know when you're starting, you know, you have that planned all week long, and then you can only kind of feel like part of that team for that one day.
Yeah.
But the bullpen, you never know when you're pitching. You go into every day, like, I could throw today, I might not. So you're just always up, you're always ready to go, and it can be a little bit easier to then just go compete because all of a sudden the phone call down to the bullpen, or for us, we had signed, and you're in the game in 2 minutes.
Get ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew that, the late there when I called you, or text you, and you said, I got a pretty good chance of pitching tonight. So I'm sure, and you even said you were hot. I know when we came down in spring with the team and everything, you said, odds are I ain't going to pitch today. Because you just pitched maybe Friday night or something. We came on Sunday. So I'm sure they only use you so much.
Right. Especially at the lower levels, you get more break. But as you move up into the higher levels, it could be pitch Thursday, you only throw 8 pitches, you're throwing again Friday.
Get ready to go Friday.
Yeah,
that's kind of
always be in.
So now at the A level, is there a lot more pitchers? I mean, is there always the same amount, or is it?
I think we had 17 to start the year, so we had quite a few pitchers. But
I'm sure as a San Diego club, they're trying to get look at all you guys,
right,
and find out, you know, okay, we want to keep this kid, you know, and we want to see a lot of this and that, because I did notice there was times that you went 8 days without pitching, or 6 or 7 days, you know.
Yeah, and those stretches can be real tough.
I bet that has to be tough.
To stay in the rhythm.
You're
mentally ready for every single game, and then it doesn't happen. And then you get mentally ready the next end, and then it doesn't happen. To stay focused, and then when you're pitching all the time, you can just find a groove and keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, and you came in a lot of games where it was close. I mean, that's fun, too, because you know you're competing for a win here.
That's a ton of fun.
Yeah, I mean,
when you come into the game and it's tied, get the outs, go into the dugout, and start talking talking to the guys about getting some runs. I want this win for me.
Yeah, give me some runs, boys. I'll win this
and have some fun with the team that way.
Yeah, so you had a good time with the four win boys.
Yeah, it was a fun year. I mean, we definitely didn't win as much as we want to, but sure. You know, sometimes that's just how it goes. And everybody I know is going back to work this next year. Yeah. We're hoping to do that, but at the next level this next year.
And I kind of talked to your dad, you know, and like last year, I mean, you came off this year and you had some buddies and stuff. You never know when somebody's going to get cut. I mean, it's you know, you're just not good enough. You know, you got to go. You know, it's got to be tough. I mean, especially if you got buddies, you know.
Right. Never fun to see that.
Yeah.
That side of it. But I don't know about that now. It's kind of just part of it.
Right. I mean, and it's not that they're not great players. They are great players, but just not good enough.
Right. I mean, there's 750 big leaguers out of everybody in the world.
Out of everybody.
So it's a tough road to get there.
Yeah, yeah. But you're on a good stretch right now, buddy. I tell you what. So let's go through your year. Okay, so like right now, you are in Dayton, correct?
Living in Dayton.
Mm-hmm. And are you... Did I hear you're helping with like Craig Stamen?
I'm training with him a couple days a week.
Yeah.
Pretty much whenever he says he's coming in, I'm going to meet him there.
Yeah.
Just to get to work with him. And then a couple other days, I go to a separate gym down in Dayton and get working there as well.
So you get to pick his brain as much as you can.
As much as I can. I'm asking him questions all the time.
Yeah. He seemed like a great guy.
He is.
And I think he's kind of had a lot of influence in helping you out, too, I think. Even from the get-go. I think when San Diego was looking at you, I think he was a big promoter of, hey.
Yeah, I remember.
It's coming from the MAC, this kid's tough, you know, and let's get him in here.
Yeah, AJ Preller, our GM, actually went down to the locker room and asked Craig if he knew who I was, and Craig was like, actually, I know their AD really well, Ramel at the time.
Yeah, correct.
And so they were texting back and forth, relaying messages to Preller, so that had to be a huge help, getting my foot in the door.
Well, and like you said, there's 700 of you. So getting a foot in the door is huge, you know, just to get started, you have somebody there, you know, that's big.
Right.
I tell you what, let's take a break, Neil. We'll come right back. We'll talk some more baseball with Nick Twaits.
Queen Street Market is now under new ownership, and new owner Adriana Stein will be bringing us the same great prices on freshly cut steaks and lots more. Look for expanded hours of operation coming soon, along with several other changes that will improve your shopping experience. They'll still be giving us all the holiday party tray options, veggie and fruit trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Please order well ahead of time. And look for their specials during the Merchant's Christmas Open House. So whether it's just your weekly groceries, freshly cut steak, party trays, or hot meals from their deli, Wayne Street Market is here to help you with your grocery shopping. Wayne Street Market, your hometown store with a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
We're back with Bubba V.
Bubba
MP,
turn me on.
Hey, back.
Ooh, I got one. Turn me on, dead man.
Got a one-er?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry about
one.
That.
Got a one-er. There we go.
Yep.
Awesome. Right. Awesome.
I'm a little late, boy. Sorry.
Hey, you got here.
Okay.
Better late than there.
I got here.
You got here.
I was listening to you two morons talking about the...
A little bit.
Yeah.
Career of Nick Twaits and you know what? There is nobody as proud as this guy is over here, and we're all just proud as Peacock.
Oh, man.
When you talk about working with Craig Stamen, and then you talk about what you're after right now as a pitcher to get to that next level. What do they say? You know, is it command? Is it speed? Is it what do you got? What's your goals?
For me, the last year, they told my agent that they were happy with everything I was doing.
Yeah.
But the big thing was I wasn't throwing hard enough. So working with Craig, and he is owner of a gym down there with some really, really good PTs. So working with them to understand how to stay healthy throughout a full season. You know, last year in the spring, I got up to 95, but I wasn't able to hold that throughout the year. So working with those guys on understanding what my body needs to be able to do that for 7 months in a row.
95.
So Craig Stamen does not throw 95.
He can get it up there, but he's also got time up there. He's done it for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go look at the guys coming up now. A lot of guys are throwing 94 to 96
crazy,
all the time.
Yeah. I remember when Jerry went senior out in, I think it was in Arizona, maybe then. And he said, you kind of said, Coach, there's 10 of me throwing 94 mile an hour. He said, that's not it. He said, I got to make sure I got to get my curveball. I got to get other stuff done, too.
Right. And, you know, even if I throw next year 93, 95, that's not a power pitcher anymore. A power pitcher comes in throwing 99 to 101.
Yeah.
So you got to compete with everything you got, making sure it's on the plate and the hitter just can't sit on something.
So the big key, I think, in high school, and I'm sure it's probably still there, is your spin rate off the charts still?
It's higher. When you're talking about major league level, it's above average, but it's not like, oh my gosh, high. But it plays well enough that I can get swing and miss up in the zone on the fastball still.
That's big. You so you're in Fort Wayne. This is your, you know, you've had COVID. This thing is your last couple years have sucked. You didn't perform up to what you wanted to
last year, the year
what
before.
What clicked in Fort Wayne? What made it, what all of a sudden thought, hey, now I can, you got the confidence. Is it a confidence thing? Is it a
kind of? So all throughout high school, my whole career, I've trained so hard, working on my body, going to the gym 5 times a week in the off season, you know, never missing a lift, never stopping there. But I was missing something. And the big piece I was missing was I started to train the mental side, which is just as important. And I started working with a sports psych, which helped me a ton to be able to slow down my thoughts and understand what's going on up there while I'm pitching.
Yeah.
And to be able to translate all that work I'm putting into my body and actually let it show.
And also, like your catcher, I mean, you got to trust him too. I'm sure he calls the game. So you got a good one?
Yeah. My roommate was one of the catchers on the team. We had a really good relationship with him.
Yeah. See, that has to help too.
Mm-hmm.
That mental side's got to be huge, especially at that level, because every one of them can hit.
Right.
You know, you're not going against any bad player. They're all good.
Yeah. Not little things, but stuff like that is what separates guys and makes, you know, guys like Craig just better. Even though he's not as talented, you could say, physically, he's just better than everybody as he keeps going up.
Yeah, it's amazing how good a career he's had. So
he has.
Let's say we're at Fort Wayne and there is 5,000 people there. Or what's it if it's full?
Full. I think the most we got was around 8,000.
Okay, so 8,000. And he had some great crowds.
We did.
And that's the first time you've ever had that, right? I mean,
right.
What's that like? What was that like when you go into Fort Wayne? You got 8,000 people there instead of 100. And that's got to be some kind of a rush.
It is. You notice it, you know, going into the game and when you're not pitching, but then it kind of drowns out as you start to pitch. It just becomes kind of white noise, and you're just out there competing. But before the game, it can definitely add that extra level of adrenaline.
It'll get you juiced.
And, that too.
And that, again, is the mental side of the whole thing. You it's fun to follow you and follow, you know, we're all connected here at Fort Recovery, and you see all the people that go up there and at the games and all your teammates and all that shit, and you're like one, I think was it Fawny that had the beer
thing? Thursday beer or something.
It was on ESPN. I was like, only for recovery gets good. Well, Nick Twakes is pitching. We got him in one of those beer tubes.
Yeah, we got a huge tube.
I just loved it. I loved it.
Was that like a stack of glasses?
Yeah.
They
took it all up to the balcony. It went up like one. It was just awesome.
That was a fun game. There's probably 7 or 8 guys there. And actually, that game, I gave up a home run. Will Holman caught the home run ball and gave it to me after the game.
That's too funny.
That's curseful.
How could that possibly happen?
It has to. That is awesome.
That's exactly how that's supposed to go.
When we found out that you was going to Fort Wayne, I called your dad. And tying this a little bit into Thanksgiving, and the tone of his voice and the proudness of that guy.
Oh my.
And you know, he's had a wonderful relationship with you guys and Jerry.
That's awesome.
When he got the word, and he was like, I just can't believe this. This is what we, you know, to get to that next level.
Yeah.
Now, to get to the next level, you talk about we got to get her to 95. We got to get mentally. How do you feel right now, confident-wise? That
I feel really good right now. I feel like this is the best I've ever been going. You know, I'm heading out on Monday to a camp in AZ, and I feel like this is the best I've ever been physically going into something with San Diego. Mentally, everything.
That is awesome. Yeah, I was going to say, just look at his face. He's got a smile. He's been smiling since he walked in here. He is. This is great.
You got... So you were going to Arizona, and this is like just a workout? Is this
it's a 3-week-long strength camp.
Okay. All right.
3 weeks long.
Yeah. Yeah. So there should be around 20, 25 guys out there.
Yeah.
So have a strong showing out there. Show them.
So do you go out there and you just find a buddy, or do you stay in hotels, I take it, probably?
They'll pick us up somewhere. It'll either be a hotel or an apartment.
Okay. So there may be guys you know out there?
I probably will know everybody out there.
You would think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you do this, hopefully you impress everybody, and then, so is it like February, late January, do they just come out and say, okay, here's where everybody's going?
So I'll get a text sometime mid-January saying this is when you're coming out to camp. Show up to camp, compete for that month and a half you're out there,
yeah.
And then like the last 2 days of camp, they'll just print out some sheets, put them up on the whiteboard, you got to go find your name, this is the roster you're on.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, chances of you being Fort Wayne next year?
I don't know the chances, to be honest.
We have no idea.
I got to go out in spring training and earn a job.
We
got
to work our ass off, don't we?
Yeah, that's all it comes down to. You got to go earn a job with the opportunities they give you.
What's the next step above Fort Wayne?
San Antonio, AA.
Well, that's a longer trip, but we'll be happy to try to send a few people out there
I'll fly out there, see.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking to Craig, he's like, you know, Fort Wayne's fun and all. You had your fun there, but it's time to go up. It's time to keep going.
It's time to keep going. Yeah. And you did, which I think we may have said that, or maybe it was off the radio too, but he did pitch there last year. Your last game, or last week, I know you got in there, so mm-hmm. and did good.
Yeah, I had a good, a scoreless inning.
Yeah,
that's what you're looking for.
I tell you what, when you get scoreless innings, you got to feel great.
Right,
come off of there, you know, that's tremendous. The day I went up, you had 3 innings. I think you gave up one bomb, and it was a bomb. I mean, that guy, it was dead center. I thought I was going to go over the apartment.
Batter's eye. Like,
whoops.
It was a wall scraper.
That was a good scraper. But you didn't flinch. Yeah, that's where you got to be. You talk about the mental part of the game. That's what you got to do.
Right. I mean, it's going to happen.
That stuff's going to happen.
Those guys are good, too. And
yeah,
they
absolutely.
Get that one, and good for you, but you're not getting another one.
You ain't getting another one. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, that's awesome.
So, when you were pitching Fort Wayne, were there certain starters that you knew were only going to pitch a certain number of innings, and you knew there was a chance that you might be in, or one that you usually followed, or is it just kind of there's the starting rotation, and it's just random when you might get in there depending on the situation?
At my level, it's kind of in high A, it was kind of random whenever you got in. It's just kind of based on how many when you pitched last, how much rest you got, how much other guys have gotten in. It's not so much you're trying to win, you're definitely competing to win, but it's not like at the big league level where it's seventh inning this guy's going in, eighth inning this guy's going in.
So you're in what year of your contract?
Just completed year 5.
Okay. And you got
two more years left on this minor league.
Two more years on your minor league deal. So that contract, you don't. We're here. That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that changes if you would get moved up to the next level.
So there's a thing called the Rule 5 draft.
Okay.
After your 5th year in minor league ball, if you're not on the 40-man, other teams can select you. There's a major league level and a minor league level. If you get selected in the major league level, you have to go to the big leagues next year. I don't think I'll get selected in the major league level, but there's a chance I could get selected by any of the teams in the minor league side.
Yeah.
So if that happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Can you promote yourself, or is that, are you a Padre? You can't do none of that.
You're not supposed to do anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure, stuff happens under the table, but you're not supposed to do anything like that.
And you also have,
and they're, and as far as them, they can't mess with you either. Like a, like Cincinnati Reds can't call and say, hey, don't you want to come play back here with us?
Well,
you
know? I mean, it'd be up to them. If I don't get put on the 40 men, they can take me.
Then they
can
do it.
Mm. That'd be big.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the whole process is amazing.
It is awesome. It,
and as you, did you have any idea going in what the hell this was?
Not a clue.
No.
Not a clue.
No.
I just saw I got drafted. I'm like, okay, where am I going now? Maybe I'll be in, every high schooler goes in and thinks they'll be in the big leagues in 2 years. And there's so much more to it than that.
That's going to happen. When did it click for you that, you've had ups and downs, peaks and valleys. So talk about your lowest to your highest.
Last
like COVID year. Was that a killer for you guys, or did it?
I mean, COVID, it definitely sucked not being able to play, but I got to go train with some really high level guys every day and trying to compete in the gym. You know, it's not the same, but I felt like I got really good training in. But I feel like in COVID, I fell too much in love with the training process instead of the competing.
Competing.
And so 2021, I think that showed up a little bit. I didn't have that edge, that competitiveness where I had to figure something out and I couldn't put stuff together throughout a whole season.
So did the sports psychologist help with that?
A ton. He helped a ton where, you know, I'd get on the mound in Lake Elsinore and I wouldn't have a pitch that day and I'd just be like, oh, I got to get back to the bullpen. I got to keep working on it.
Yeah.
But it can't be like that when you get out there. You miss the pitch. You're like, okay, I'm not going to miss that one again.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep competing and just keep going throughout the outing. One pitch, next pitch, next pitch. Instead of getting stuck, or I'd get this anxiety feeling where I just couldn't let go.
Yeah.
And I'd be so tense through here.
You just got to let that stuff.
So was that like a thing where you went from being nervous or tentative when you went out there to going out and showing off what you have?
I mean, I'm still 100% nervous for every outing. No.
Well, I think you need to go out and show off what you have.
Right. But you can use that anxiety as your superpower.
Yeah. Okay.
And use that to take you to the next level and redirect it in a positive way.
Yep.
So as you went through the steps of Myron Lake, like Lake Elsinore, I listened to your games, like you can listen on the internet, you know, and I'd say, Tweetsy's pitching, so I'd go on there, and 11:30 at night, you know, and, and you know, you'd hear like, there might have been 500 people there, whatever it was, you know, and here's Tweets, and it's like old-time radio, and I'm like, this is neater than hell.
Pretty awesome.
And for guys like us who can just continue to follow you, I just love it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, just
appreciate that.
It is just neater than hell, and you know, just to have somebody that,
it's amazing how, like, I'll get on the internet, like, and go through everything that Tin Caps had. You know, it's like, okay, where's he at? Where's he going to pitch? He hasn't pitched in 3 days. I think he's about due. He's going to pitch. You know, it was pretty cool going through that stuff, and it's just. Like Bubba said, we just loved watching you. And
man, it was a fun summer. I can't appreciate you guys enough for coming up there, supporting me, the whole community. I just can't say thank you enough.
I mean, we'd all love to see you stay, but I'd rather see you go.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be awesome, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's take a break. Spence, come back. We got Nick Tweets in-house, folks, and he's a gem. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 5th through Saturday, December 31st during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme, promote your business, celebrate an achievement, or can even honor a loved one. Hundreds of people stop into our library every year to see the trees and vote for their favorite. Please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
Recovery High School National Honor Society is offering free gift wrapping to the public again this Christmas season. If you're short on time and still need your gifts wrapped, or even if you just don't feel like doing it yourself, bring your gifts to the high school commons area on Sunday, December 11th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and they'll wrap your gifts for you. They'll have a nice variety of wrapping paper, ribbons, bows, and other embellishments to choose from. There's a voluntary free will donation, so you can pay whatever you want. Take the easy way out this Christmas season. Just bring your gifts to the Commons on Sunday, December 11th between 10 and 2, and the National Honor Society will be happy to wrap your gifts for you. It's just their way of saying happy holidays from the National Honor Society here at Fort Recovery.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Neil Spencer behind the boards.
And current San Diego Padre pitcher, Mr. Nick Twaits in house today.
In house.
We appreciate you stopping up. Big holiday going on tomorrow. What we got going for Thanksgiving?
Heading to my girlfriend's house in the morning and then my grandparents' side at night.
Yeah, perfect. Eat like a hog or you on?
Yeah, I need to. I need to put a little bit more weight back on it.
I was going to say, Christ, you don't weigh 150 pounds. Let's go.
I lost 20 peanuts. Pounds this year.
40?
20 pounds.
20
pounds.
20.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So you talked about that. Okay, we got to get you to 95.
I think you're the only one in the room that couldn't stand to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, we could all use 30 or 40. So is that part of it? They're giving you a diet or stuff trying to get you stronger and bigger? Or?
I mean, that's definitely part of it. Losing 20 pounds of strength throughout the year is not going to help on velo. But it is tough to, you know, you're playing six nights a week, traveling all the time. You know, you're living in hotels, so it can be tough to get good quality food in you.
I'd weigh 500 pounds.
Yep. You guys bus every game?
Yeah, we bus everywhere.
Any plane?
No. No, AAA flies, but, I mean, they fly just Southwest everywhere.
Yeah.
AA buses everywhere. Can kind of be brutal bus trips, 14-hour bus trips on Mondays.
Wow.
And play on Tuesday.
That's a big one.
All across Texas.
I remember my daughter, when she played volleyball, they would have like a four-hour up, four-hour back, and then had to go to school the next day. To college the next day. She was like, it's terrible. There was just certain places that she didn't want to go, because that was why.
I remember, and this is something that stood out, when we first found out you got to Fort Wayne, and Channel 21 had an interview. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the old peckerheads walking into the hotel, and all the teams walking in. And,
yeah.
Wayne! Remember that? Nick Twaits, that's awesome. Then he interviewed you, I think.
Yeah, I got a hotel room, got a call, hey, come back down here.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's old Twaits.
That was kind of cool because they were like, he's from 60 miles away.
Before we go. Yeah, we're all a bunch of hills. We are hillbillies. We're basic losers, but I love it. I wouldn't want to trade it for anything.
Absolutely not.
So we leave Monday for Arizona.
Yep.
We got 3 weeks of working our tail off.
Right.
We're going to come home and rest for the holidays. And then spring training starts up February, pitcher and catcher, like February 15th, something
like that. Yeah, it's the big league side. Minor league side usually starts around March 1st.
Okay.
So hopefully I can get invited out early. You know, they'll have minor leaguers out during big league camp, just not a part of big league camp. So the goal is to perform well enough at this camp and the upcoming next weeks and to get out an invite for early camp.
So the Padres organization right now is as good as it is. I mean, it's really just good. Really good. And you know, they're as good as any really, they're as good as any program. Or, I mean, when you look at their success, that probably, I mean, that's got to be something that when you look at, you're thinking, this is as good as it gets, folks. If I can compete with these guys, I can make it anywhere.
You can make it anywhere.
Right.
That's right.
You know, yeah. And the positive side for me, they kind of cleaned minor league house, trying to get those guys on the big league squad. So there is some room to move up right now throughout the minor league levels.
That's right, good. Because they gave away a lot of picks for these free agents and these studs.
A lot of guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, do you ever hear your name in a trade or anything like that?
I don't think so this year. I got a couple years ago, I got put in by the Indians for part of a trade, but it fell through. But I try not to listen to that stuff.
I'm sure you
can just distract.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
It is kind of cool.
You ever swing a bat anymore?
Nah, they don't let us. Especially now with the DH.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a golf club.
Ooh, ain't you getting any golfing in?
Some throughout the year.
Now, Craig's a good golfer.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Do
you ever golf with him?
I haven't.
Yeah, he's a big time. He likes to play golf. You have to get him a time. He can need some lessons on golf courses.
It's a little tougher too. Here right now. Because he's golfing in.
Yeah, it is a little tough. Although I did get it in today.
All right.
I'm an idiot. That's right.
It was a nice day.
It was.
It was a really nice day.
Actually, tomorrow's even 60 and sunny.
It's supposed to be bad at all.
Yeah, so skip lunch and head out to the golf course.
And eat some turkey and still eat.
Yeah, I got to eat all day.
You can just skip the big dinner and just have leftovers. Leftovers are always awesome.
How's mom and dad doing?
Doing real good. They're listening right now.
Are they? How many games they get to?
They got to a lot.
But
probably four every homestand, I would say.
Did they really? They get to,
that's awesome.
A couple on the road, too.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah,
that is pretty awesome.
It was awesome. It was just an awesome year.
Yeah. It was an awesome year. And man, we are proud, super proud of you.
Oh,
so let's go Monday. And this mic is always open for you whenever you get back home.
Or if you want to call in.
All right. Sounds
absolutely
good.
Want to call us?
Absolutely.
This year, you kind of told me that Wednesdays is not a good day because you played every Wednesday.
Right. All the way through the minor leagues, it's Tuesday through Sunday.
Monday's off.
Yeah, Monday's your day off. Really? That's how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after COVID, they cut down on the travel and six-game set just with every team. It's probably saved some money for the clubs.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Probably makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing.
Nick Twaits, we appreciate you coming up here, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
We love you, man. Awesome, we love you.
Yes, we do.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We got the Jay County. Who we got?
Civic Theater Christmas Show cast. Some of the cast are coming up.
Every year they come up, they sing, they're just awesome. Beautiful.
Yep, they're awesome.
And they're going to come back and join us right after the break. Nick Twaits, give him hell, buddy.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
We're rooting for you, buddy.
We'll be back Sports Talk tonight by Wayne IGA.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted to supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting a double feature Christmas show, and tickets are available now. The show will be Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and the shows will be at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, with a special Sunday matinee show on December 4th at 2 p.m. Advance tickets are available now at Arts Place or online at myartsplace.org or by calling 260-726-4809. The cost is $8 for students and $10 for adults, with a $1 per ticket fee for credit card purchases. The Civic Theater shows are always entertaining and sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for this year's Christmas shows, Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, coming up over two weekends in early December at Arts Place in Portland. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday. It's a great time to support our local merchants who are our friends and neighbors, taking pride in making our community better. Shop in the businesses where you're a friend, not just a number. Our local merchants are the backbone of our community, and two-thirds of the money spent in the local businesses stays in our community, making Fort Recovery a better place for all of us. Our local businesses support and sponsor all kinds of events in the community, youth sports, the Jubilee, Boy Scouts, the FFA, the band, and lots more. There will be some great deals in all our stores, so let's get out this Saturday on Small Business Saturday and show our local merchants how much we appreciate them supporting our community. Our Lady Indians started their season last Saturday at Arcanum, and our boys will start their season this Saturday hosting the South Adams Starfires. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game, and it will also be available on the NFHS network. The basketball season is gearing up, so make plans to get to as many games as you can this year. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and just had Nick Twaits in. And Fee, that's a... He brought you a little jersey there. Let's talk a little bit about that. Yeah. How sweet is that?
Yeah, he had... actually, this was a game-worn jersey. Yeah. It was a Star Wars special night. They all wore Star Wars stuff. And his dad, I was up there at the end, that last week of the season, and all of a sudden I got a big grab on my shoulders, and, yep, and it's his dad, and his dad said, "Hey, you like Star Wars?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, here's Nick's jersey, and Nick signed it, and it was, I said, "That's pretty awesome."
Yeah, so that is
great. That's something I'll keep forever.
And, you know, it's easy, it's easy as we, you know, as Twaitsy's up here, mm-hmm, and to root for that kid.
Oh, my God.
Because
he's a great kid.
You know, and we're joined here by Ray Cooney, and Ray's in charge of the Civic Theater here, and these kids are all rolling in. But, Ray, you remember the time at Springfield when we won that game, and you was listening on the radio, and you couldn't understand one word about me and Calby.
Yeah.
And he texts and goes, What happened?
What happened?
And I couldn't understand one thing. So,
I always told people, I knew when something good was happening.
There was a lot of screaming.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
It had to be good.
You just went crazy. I knew it was good. I just didn't know what it was.
That's exactly right. We are joined by, oh my goodness, look at this crew.
We got a great crew.
This is some crew. And that voice you hear over there, folks, that is Mr. Ray Cooney. And Ray, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and your Civic Theater. And once again, we look forward to this.
Oh, love it.
Thank you very much. We always appreciate you guys having us on, and hopefully the kids will put on a good show for you here.
We got some gigglers already.
We've never had a problem.
That girl right there.
Yeah,
she's Jen as a Tom. Is that Jen?
Yeah.
Finley?
She's a problem. Yeah.
She's trouble?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she's trouble.
No more really than any of them. They're all kind of, you know, in that category. But we always, you know, get a little worried when the Fort Recovery bus pulls in.
Yeah, that's right. You've been doing this for how many years now?
I've been involved for almost six.
Six years. And you've worked with kids, college kids to adults to, this has to be your youngest group you've ever worked with, probably.
This is one of our younger casts for sure, and probably the one of the shows that has the most responsibility for those younger cast members. There are a lot of times younger cast members don't get a whole lot of lines. There's a lot of opportunity for younger kids in this show.
Yeah.
Good.
And then you also have a couple old guys behind you.
I do. I have a Joey Bailey, who you might remember as director of 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Mm-hmm. And you definitely know the other guy, your band director, Mr. Knuth.
Absolutely.
Better known as Buddy the Elf.
That was unbelievable how good you were. That was fun. That was awesome. As yours, this has developed, the Civic Theater, and as you look from where you were the first year to where you're at now, and the I don't want to say the talent level, but how it more in depth the shows seem to be. It's just unbelievable to me how good these last couple shows have been.
So Civic Theater itself has been around since 77, but it goes through these ebbs and flows, I think. And, you know, we feel like we're in, you know, one of the high tide moments for Civic Theater. And part of that is continuing to bring new people in. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have built a core group that is kind of always around. But then you continue to add to that every show. And hopefully it's because somebody has a good time, so then they bring their friend over.
Yeah.
And then they bring their next friend over. So I'll use an example of these group behind me. Mm-hmm. I think you had a bunch of Fort Recovery kids, but you had Finley come over and have a good time.
Yeah.
And then she brought some friends over. And I remember one of the first rehearsals for Elf, I said something, and they always like to give me attitude, you know?
Imagine that.
And I got attitude from Miss Fort Camp back there.
Uh-huh.
No way. And I looked at her and said, "You don't even know me. How can I get that much attitude from you already?" Well, it's because Finley had poisoned her against me before she even got there. And I think maybe we've had the same this year from Whitley Overman.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's part of the process. So you see, you know, Finley and like the Knee Camp kids and some of the others who came over for Elf, and then they brought more for Moana, and then we brought more again this time for the two shows which we haven't mentioned yet, our Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, the musical.
So how's this run? Explain the dates or how. What's first?
So we are running these, essentially, you've been to a baseball game, this is a doubleheader. Okay, so
beautiful.
Frosty the Snowman is a short show, about 25 minutes to a half an hour. So that'll run first. We'll take an intermission, and then we'll do the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, the musical, which runs a little over an hour.
Okay.
So we run those back to back, and it becomes about the length of a full length show.
Perfect. And then another girl just rolled in, and you talk about a face of your theater. I mean, you are. And but this girl here has been with you for how many years now?
2018.
Yeah, she's been around for a while. So that's Rachel Whirling. She was Jovi, you know, alongside Mr. Knuth there in Elf the Musical.
Elf, yeah.
And she is directing for the Frosty the Snowman portion of this doubleheader. And I'm directing the Christmas pageant portion of it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Robert, was she our first singer on our first Christmas gala.
Yeah.
I knew she was on that, but I was thinking she was. Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, she made me cry. She sang.
Besides stepping on your toe and making you cry, it was her beautiful voice.
Yeah, I think it was her beautiful voice. And
it had more to do with it.
Well, and I think maybe it's her dad over in the corner that was crying, too, that kind of got to me, too, because I love that guy as well.
Yep.
So let's introduce some people here, and I'll turn it over to you.
I got
to
turn around and see who all we have.
Who you got back here?
So we have, I'll just go in order of who I can see. Joey Bailey, who is the assistant director for the show. Rachel Werling, who, as I said, is directing the Frosty the Snowman portion of it. And we've got Lauren Hart and Brinley Fortcamp.
You might have to turn your head the other way.
Finley Thompson and Mad Dog, Maddie Weigel, and Kaylor Wendell, and Reed Knuth. And that's about, I don't know, maybe half of the Fort Recovery crew we have.
Nice.
That's an all-star cast for sure.
Ellie and Audrey Niekamp and Jossie and Cam Lefevre. And they're coming. They're all coming.
Oh, they're all coming yet
there's
tonight.
There's another Fort Recovery bus to come. So
we got all night.
More the merrier. We're going nowhere.
Well, I have to get home in time to turn off my alarm clock at 6:30.
Okay, well, then we can make that.
So, you know, for Elf last year, we'd see all the Fort Recovery kids arrive at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So early in this run, Ellie and Audrey and Niekamp showed up, and they were the only ones. And I said, where's the rest of the crew? There's too many of us. We don't fit in one car anymore. So I take that as a really good sign.
That's a great sign. Absolutely. You, who picks your shows?
So we have a board of directors of 8 people, and they assign a show selection committee to kind of look at everything that's out there and make recommendations, and then ultimately the board decides on what we're going to do. Sometimes you can't always get the rights to the show that you want, so we had looked at doing Rudolph this year, and that didn't work out, so we changed up our plan a little
Expense-wise, or
what does it cost you?
Couple $1,000s to get the rights, depending on the show, $2,000 to $3,000 for this doubleheader, probably. But not just cost, it depends on if there's a national tour, which is the reason that Rudolph wasn't available. There's a national tour of the show, so they want the focus to be on that. So that's why that one wasn't. We're looking to do that one down the road, but it's all part of the planning process.
You've had success with the last few shows. In fact, I think the last one almost sold out every show.
Elf the Musical was
one of the most
successful we've ever done.
I wonder why that is. Would it be because it of Buddy the Elf?
Couldn't have been him.
I'll bet it was.
So we sold that one out, the original schedule, 3 weeks in advance of the show, and added a couple more and sold those out as well.
Yep.
And I will say, begrudgingly, that I think about a third of the crowd was from Fort Recovery to see your band director be a goofball.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is, to me, the funniest part, and Rachel and I have talked about this, is that he's this lunatic on stage, and then as soon as he gets off, he's... Thanks. I appreciate it. Back to Reed Knuth personality that you see every day.
Yeah. It's amazing how people can turn that switch, and he's fabulous at it.
Pretty good at it.
He's also a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, so
he's got problems.
We all have our faults.
So we'll be back. He says.
Yeah, and that's, I think, we're talking about Reed, but that's the cool thing about everybody in this cast. We talked about that there's a lot of opportunity for younger cast members, and that's been the case for a couple of shows now, because we did a junior show in June that was Moana Junior, so that was all 18 and under, and this one has a whole lot of 18 and under with some adults. And the best part of doing all this is seeing performers of all ages grow and become more confident and do things that a year ago they couldn't do, and now they can.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel, come up here for a second.
All right.
So so explain what you're doing now. You're in school.
I am. I am a junior in college now.
And as you decided to take over, or should say, this show, is this kind of a college cred deal or something like that?
No, it's not. I just love Jay County Civic Theater, and they asked me if I wanted to direct. And, I've student directed, and I've assistant directed. And I've been on stage, and I said, well, like one of the only idea. Things that I've not marked off is director, so I may as well get that one checked off.
You got an unbelievable amount of support here with these older guys, and Ray and Reed and Mr. Bailey over there. I guess what I'm looking for is when you guys just work good together, you know, and the success just keeps building and dominoing and dominoing. And when you step into this role and you see all these little whippersnappers coming in, it's got to be a great feeling because that was you 10 years ago.
Oh, it definitely is. And, you know, the support is great. If you would have told me a few years ago that these old geezers would be some of my best friends.
Ouch. Ouch. That hurt.
I would have laughed, but, you know, I confide in these guys a lot, and I definitely feel like I found a family with them. And, you know, looking at all the young people coming in, I just keep telling them, keep coming back. You're going to love it. You're going to grow, and, you know, it's just such a great experience.
Well, the kids look like they just have so much fun, and it's got to be fun to direct them.
Oh, it definitely is. And like I said, this is my first time directing, so it is a different side of things. You know, all those creative ideas start with me, and, you know, Reed is my assistant director for Frosty, and if I did not have his help to bounce ideas off of, I definitely would have been lost, because, you know, it's not a one-person show. It takes a whole village to put a show on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Mr. Ray, I'm going to turn it over to you. We're going to hear some singing, I think.
All right. They may not be prepared to sing. Let's see. I'm going to make Jossie do it first.
She's the old pro.
And I'm going to let Jossie do whatever she wants. I'm going to choose what the kids
that
are
That might
singing.
Be dangerous.
But...
Go for it, Jossie.
Hi, Jossie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing great. You ready for Thanksgiving?
I am very ready.
Are you going to fill your belly up with turkey and all the fevers coming over and having a great day?
Oh, yeah.
Well, awesome. Don't get any better than that.
So what did you make for Thanksgiving?
She's going to sing. She's going to entertain them.
She's going to make a joyful noise.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Well, the mic's all yours, kid.
All right.
So you want to get it a little closer to you if you can.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Maybe they're right. Maybe it's time to give up the fight. Maybe I've made the biggest mistake. Maybe it's time to put on the brakes. But what if you're wrong? I'm really afraid those kids won't shine. Yeah,
thanks.
That's
awesome.
All of my songs are like sung with more people.
Sure. So was that from Frosty or the
that's
best?
From the Greatest Christmas Pageant.
Yep.
Well, once again, and you have I mean, every radio gala, you're always up there singing.
Oh, absolutely.
And I would guess you're probably going to be back in a couple weeks up on a Wednesday night singing for us again. You are wonderful talent. Let's turn it over to some more of these little kids. Oh, no. Look at this smile. Is that awesome? You know that kid?
They're all smiling.
I know we do. All right, Ray. What we got?
Thank you.
Oh, look.
Okay, so we are going to sing. Well, let me tell you, if you don't know what this show is, the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, basically you've got a small town church that puts on a Christmas pageant every year, and there is a family that has six kids that are not so well behaved. Everyone is scared of them. Sure, could be. Knee camps?
Yeah.
Never know. They're acting offended right now.
Yes.
And basically, Charlie, who is played by Mr. Lefevre over here, unintentionally invites them to Sunday school and thus the Christmas pageant. So everyone thinks the Christmas pageant is going to be a disaster, and you'll have to come and see if it actually
is
a disaster. So these guys are going to sing one of the opening songs of the show, which is called The Horrible Herdmans, and they are essentially introducing this terrible family of children, okay?
All right.
And I'm going to ask Reed to lead them off so they're all in time and on key. Can we do that?
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. That's your starting note. Everyone sing that note. Okay. All right. So it's going to be... Here we go. One, two, ready, and...
The horrible hermits are the rottenest kids. Just wait until you hear about the things that they did.
That is awesome.
So there you go. And they've got a lot of energy. So there's a couple songs that have really big energy like that. And then hopefully, if they all do what they're supposed to do at the end of the show, they'll make you cry.
Oh, that's perfect.
Well, and what's really neat is you could tell they were trying to do the gestures, but with 14 people in the room, it wasn't. Yeah. This is going to be awesome. This is just going to be awesome.
So the shows, tickets are on sale.
Tickets are on sale. Opening night is getting pretty close to sold out. Mm-hmm. We have 6 shows this time because we learned our lesson from Elf last year.
Yep.
Split into 2 weekends. So we are 7 o'clock on Friday, December 2nd and 3rd, 2 p.m. on Sunday, December 4th, and then 7 o'clock on Thursday the 8th, Friday the 9th, and Saturday the 10th. You can get tickets at Arts Place. You can go online to myartsplace.org, or you can call 260-726-4809.
Yeah, and we do have a promo coming up, and we play it all during the day, so you can always check that out. Or Facebook page, that's
jcountycivic.com, or just look up Jay County Civic on Facebook.
Yep.
I would love one more song from him. We got another one in.
Can we go to a break and come back to it?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. Great. Good call. We'll take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting a double feature Christmas show, and tickets are available now. The show will be Frosty the Snowman and the best Christmas pageant ever, and the shows will be at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, with a special Sunday matinee show on December 4th at 2 p.m. Advance tickets are available now at Arts Place or online at myartsplace.org or by calling 260-726-4809. The cost is $8 for students and $10 for adults, with a $1 per ticket fee for credit card purchases. The Civic Theater shows are always entertaining and sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for this year's Christmas shows, Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, coming up over two weekends in early December at Arts Place in Portland.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Theater, and we are back with a whole bunch of cast members from our doubleheader production for Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, the musical. I don't know why we keep doing shows that are such a mouthful. So you just heard the commercial for the show. You can get tickets for the show, which is December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 8th, 9th, and 10th.
We just had a
somebody turned off the light.
Oh, just the. Anyway, I thought the whole electricity went out. That's okay then.
You can't.
I thought maybe we had a little malfunction with the electricity.
You can't trust a whirling. Anyway, you can get tickets at Arts Place. You can get them by calling 260-726-4809, or you can get them online at myartsplace.org. We hope you come and see us and help us give you a little Christmas joy, and hopefully they can send you out with a little Christmas joy right now.
All right, here we go. One and two and go.
Let there be joy, 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 joy in the world. Let there be peace. Let there be joy in every girl and every boy. Let there be joy.
Awesome.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. That's exactly right. Ray, once again, we appreciate you coming up here and these kids taking the time out of their busy Wednesday night. And we wish nothing but the best for the shows. And
can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys having us and the community for continuing to send us all of this group.
You seem to be eyeing a certain family of kids.
I keep telling them it's just because I don't like the football coach, but they don't buy that either.
We know you like our football coach, so you can't pull that one.
No, you guys, it's been great to see Civic Theater continue to grow and continue to grow here in Fort Recovery and beyond, and we hope to continue to bring lots of kids and adults. I will point out that three of the four adults in this room involved in this show got involved more as adults than when we were young. Mm-hmm. So it's never too late to get involved in this kind of thing. We want to, this cast ranges from 7 to around 40, no, way beyond that. So 7 to 60 something.
And this cast is kind of youth heavy, but there are plenty of ones you do that have plenty of adult things speaking and singing.
Yes, and when we did Elf, it was 6 to 67, I believe, was the age range. So that's pretty cool when you get people of all those age groups working together to a common goal.
Yep.
And if you've never been to the Arts Place, it is a beautiful facility. And I know, the older people with the seats, it is an easy in, easy out.
Yep.
Cushion seat. It's just a beautiful facility. And
great place to watch.
And it's worth the price of admission just to go over there and see these kids smile and
have fun.
We appreciate it. We find that the hardest thing to do is get somebody there the first time. Once they're there the first time, they come back.
Can't get rid of them.
So that's what we want. We just want
same people keep coming back and keep getting more to try it a first time.
Bring a friend.
Continue to grow. Yep.
That's exactly right. Ray, thank you very much for stopping up.
Stop in.
Wish you guys the best of luck. Guys, we love you.
Have a lot
good
of fun.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Break a leg.
There's more smiles in this room.
That's right.
I've never seen this many smiles in this room.
That's right.
This is awesome.
We will be right back. We'll wish everybody, we're going to say what we're thankful for this holiday season. So we're going right back. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne Street IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Here's a way you can support a local business and help support the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala. All through October and November, a portion of every fuel transaction at Fort Site Fuel will go to the Christmas Gala Fund to help people in and around the Fort Recovery area. The Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala has helped dozens of families over the past 5 years who were going through difficult situations in their lives, and here's a great way you can help out other local families. It's a win-win. You can support Fort Site Fuel, one of our new businesses here in Fort Recovery, and help out your friends and neighbors who might be going through medical or financial difficulties. We want to give a big thank you to the folks at Fort Site Fuel for their continued support of local nonprofit groups.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And Fee, the Indian ladies, got off to a tough start Saturday.
Close.
Oh. You know, we should have won that game. We're better than that team.
Yep.
That team. And
yep.
And
they got a big start, didn't they?
They got a big start. It took us a while to get our feet
back in there.
Yeah, you know, we did a lot of drop balls, a lot of things that didn't go our way. But the good thing was, you know, we battled back.
We
scored like
Guggenbiller girl had.
I think we outscored them by 8 points in the last 3 minutes or something to tie it up.
Get back in.
That's right. And Indians fall 42-41 overtime to Lady Trojans, and they're back at it Monday against a good Mississippi Valley team. So that'll be a tough test for us going down there to play the Valley.
Yep.
Coach Leverett and the Indians open up Saturday night.
Fire South
Adams.
Saturday night. Can't wait. South Adams last year, they were a little weak, but you never know. They always have some good athletes. So.
That's right. They got good athletes.
It'll be a good team.
It will be, and that game will be on PG-14, simulcast on Fort Recovery Radio with Rob Weaver.
Yes.
Whoever Rob has helping him this year, Brian helping him, or don't know?
Brian's going to be helping him, but I believe that Ed Thurman's going to be broadcasting this weekend because Rob has prior commitments.
Mm-hmm.
But
perfect.
We want to make sure we coming up after this.
Yeah, coming up after Sports Talk, we got the OHSAA football preview show coming up tonight, right after our show.
Yep.
I'll take Marion.
Marion, give 100.
Yep.
I'll take them to kill them.
I think so. Yeah. I'm with you.
Although, I think it was a couple of years ago, I believe Columbus Grove got them.
Columbus Grove is not going to beat Marion. Marion had 10 broken legs.
Their bus breaks down and only half of them make it.
And I don't know how good offensively. They're good. They're probably pretty good, but they are unbelievable defensively.
Columbus Grove won't score.
Nope.
Yep.
Freaks. Marion and Freaks.
I think Versailles, was it Versailles that got 3 points against them? That's only points in the whole playoffs.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
They are really good.
Pretty good.
Also, a game on Saturday, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of a college game, I think, maybe.
I think one we'll probably watch.
We'll probably watch that one.
Yeah, probably.
Buckeyes,
Michigan,
Wolverines. And that team up north.
Could be interesting.
I think we're going to kill them.
I think it's going to be fun.
I sure do hope that happens.
I hope you're right.
See, last year, I almost found myself in the mode of rooting for Michigan, because if they didn't beat us eventually, it wasn't even going to be a rivalry anymore. But how many have they won in the last 15 years?
We did too many. You know, we lost, and like, my son's never seen him lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Think about that.
That group of kids that, you know, back down, it's
so now it's back
30
to,
years old.
This is a huge rivalry with a lot on the line. The loser may or may not, depending on what happens with some other ones, might not get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they still could, depending
on,
depending on a whole bunch of things.
That'll be fun.
So it's going to be a big deal.
Right, Bobby. I think it could be. They could dial it in.
That's I think they will.
We want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. You got the big rocker coming over tomorrow?
I do have the rock coming in. We're going to eat some turkey and play some games. And they always play a little, what is that, with three quarters?
Oh, yeah, screw your neighbor.
Through your neighbor, got to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love doing that.
Our crew coming in tomorrow night. What you got, Spence? Anything going on?
I'm driving to Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington!
All right, well, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See you Saturday at the boys' game.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right, for my good friend, Mr. Harold Taylor.
Yes, sir.
The man with the brains, Neil Spencer.
I got no brains.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's all Chuck.
Folks.
You're thinking Chuck.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
I just have the mouse. Thanks. And OHSAA football preview playoff show coming up next.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.